So it's been a long journey, and you know, since December, you guys have been on this journey, and you've been here for a few days now. You probably haven't slept a lot, but you keep on going, and I don't know exactly what time this is going to air on the radio, but just so that people have an idea as to when we're speaking, right now it's 2:20 in the a.m., and you guys have been going on and on and on, and you're going to go back to the vigil, right? And then from the vigil, you're going to stay for the sunrise ceremony, and then the march, and then God knows what else, and then you have a 30-hour bus ride, you said, back home, and then back to the blockade.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, impressive and encouraging, and, you know, we're all very proud, and we're all so, I'm very honored to have come to meet you all and hear the stories, especially from your voices, because, you know, I read about what was happening in Gracineros, and reading it as opposed to hearing it from the people who are experiencing it, it's a totally different experience. It's like very powerful. So, you know, we're very happy that you were able to walk all the way to the station from the vigil. It was a long walk to some, but it was all well worth it. And I guess what I just wanted to say was that, you know, by the time we air this, it's probably going to be, you guys are going to be on your way back, if not back in the blockade. So how can people help you and come to support the blockade?
The people of the city of Toronto could do is that they could mail us any, mail us or email us any information that they have, like such as ideas or anything, or they could even support us by giving us like such as clothing or food or financial support. And as well, what you may can do is send write letters to MNR or Abbott to be telling them that telling them this is what this is right, that we need the trees and as well as the animals to be there for us, like for all of us, because it's there for everybody as well as people from the city, because people from the city will one day want to go to go through a forest to seek solitude or learn survival skills, because it's like you make a link to Mother Nature and as well as other living life forms. And and what you can do too is that if you feel as though that you want to come and see for yourself at the blockade, or just come and see our community, or if you want to see the clear cuts, you are more than welcome. We all welcome anybody that's willing to come there and visit us. We'll take care of you. We'll welcome you. We, of course, will feed you too. Yeah, yeah, it's good. We have good food, and we welcome you with arms wide open and with our hearts. And when that just shows that you love the land too, that you basically love life, because that's what basically you're defending is life.
Here's a joke. Before the Europeans came across to Canada, the natives, just by the St. Lawrence River, the natives around there, the Europeans were coming down, and the indigenous people were saying, "Go back, go back." The Europeans, you know how they misinterpret the language? And they decided to call that land Quebec.
go back.
See how bad they misinterpret our language?